Emerson, Lake, and Palmer died of cancer on Wednesday.
Who is it?
Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Oh, who cares?
A lot of hits, though. Listen to this.
Nope.
This is a little montage. Oh, yeah.
This is not a hit.
Ooh, a lucky man. He was.
I know that one. One for three right now.
You know this one, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
Welcome back, my
you know this
friends,
one,
to
yeah.
the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Still a terrible song.
By the way, that other one?
Yeah.
No, hold on. Which one is it? That one. Did you always think that was Pink Floyd?
No, it's too high speed for Pink Floyd.
Yeah, so Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer died of cancer on Wednesday.
No, just Emerson and Palmer?
Aww. Yep, that's it.
What are their names?
I think Emerson may be dead.
Oh, what's Emerson's first name?
M. M. Emerson.
M. Emerson?
Yeah.
Emerson, Greg Lake, and Arnold Palmer. No?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, to be honest with you. Yeah. Let me see who it is. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer is Keith Emerson.
Yep.
Oh.
He's
Emerson, nice movies.
Greg Lake, and then Carl Palmer. I actually knew that. I did know Carl.
Carl.
Yeah. Let's see. So Keith Emerson is alive or dead?
He is. Cares. Who cares? He's dead. Yeah.
Yeah. He's dead.
I miss him. So Lake and Palmer were like, well, one of us is next.
And then Carl Palmer, is he alive or dead?
Oh, he's alive.
Yeah.
He's getting all the money now.
He's fine. Emerson, he's 66 years old. He's having a good time.
He's touring on his own now. With it's just Palmer,
mm-hmm.
and it's a tribute band. What did Palmer do? Like, I don't know what their positions were.
Carl
in the band.
Palmer was the drummer.
Okay. Oh, nobody's seen him. What about Emerson?
Emerson was the I believe bass player and singer. Let me see.
Ugh, nobody likes that guy.
Keith Emerson was the played keyboards in a number of bands before his commercial success. Blah blah blah. Yeah.
So Greg Lake was the big one. Now that he's gone, the band's gone.
Oh, man.
If you didn't see Emerson, Lake, and Palmer before, you're never going to see him now.
Yeah. You're screwed.
You'll have to go see, ooh, what lucky man he was.
Greg Lake.
Every guy with a guitar in a bar on a Sunday.
Greg Lake, who fronted both King Crimson and Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
What is King Crimson?
King Crimson.
Isn't that a guy who wore devil makeup?
And you're thinking of King Diamond.
King Diamond, yeah. Same thing.
King Jesus.
King Crimson. Is that Crimson and Clover?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Bye.
When they die.
Yeah.
When Loverboy dies, we got a problem.
Oh, what do we do?
And we celebrate by singing the Friday song at their funeral.
Oh. I'm trying to see what their most popular.
King Crimson?
Yes.
I don't know. I always thought it was King Diamond, so.
You don't like that one song of ELP where it's like, welcome back, my friends, to the show?
No.
Oh, really?
Just that one part.
I love that song.
It's the one part that's good.
It's a great song.
King Crimson, not even on Spotify.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I don't see them. Oh, yeah. No, I honestly don't see them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, King Crimson. You're dead, too.
Moving along. From death to birth.
Oh.
Mick Jagger's girlfriend gave birth to their baby boy yesterday, making him a father again at the age of 73 years old.
Oh, he looks just like the baby, all wrinkled, little.
Mick has 7 adult kids, 5 grandchildren, and a great-grandchild who is more than 2.5 years older than his new baby.
Oh,
that is weird.
You know what, though? How old is she?
She's, I want to say, like, in her 30s, maybe?
Carmen.
I don't know.
Yes.
And what... What would make you bang a 73-year-old?
Ooh.
Would you?
$1 million?
I'm saying, like, if he was like, I love you, marry me.
I love you, too.
And bang me.
She is 29 years old.
Oh. I mean, he's Mick Jagger. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You would do that?
Yes.
You whore.
Yes.
You are
because,
a whore.
Because
you know me? Yes.
And, Carmen, if you have his baby, then you're set.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
I want to put a baby in
I believe they call that an anchor baby, right?
But what happened?
Yep. Right? That is. That's a different kind of anger.
What happens if Mick Jagger dies, though, and then you're left with, like, the rest of his kids that are all older? Can they
that
do
That kid
anything
gets to, a piece of the new kid gets
can,
a piece
right?
of the
Absolutely.
Action.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
entitled
man.
To it.
But the other kids can't, like, take away his estate because he's so young, you know?
No.
He's still a child. He's still a...
I want to put a baby in you.
Yeah.
I want to make you my new girl.
Hey.
And have a baby. That's my English accent.
She doesn't get any of the money, though.
Yeah, no. Right? No. She won't, but...
Prenum.
No,
she's for you.
He has so much money that she gets something for right. having his last child.
Right, but they probably got a prenup worked out where he's like, I'm going to give you $2 million.
Done.
And then the baby gets an equal share of my fortune after I die.
Perfect. You sound like the guy from Flight of the Conchords.
I got to tell you, I'm very impressed with my Mick Jagger.
That's a pretty good Mick Jagger.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You're over in New Zealand land with
is
Flight of the Conchords.
No,
you're
he's
wrong.
Doing this English.
Common. I want to put a baby in you.
Want to put a baby in you.
You're too.
No, that's perfect.
You're yelling.
But that's not a good Mick Jagger. That's a good English.
No, that's a fantastic Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger
on stage.
I have to tell you, I'll give you the Prince one.
Mick Jagger.
But you're not getting Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger on stage talking to a girl in the front row.
Okay.
I want to put a baby in you.
No.
In you.
Maybe
that's
in
perfect.
Maybe in 74.
Yes.
73-year-old Mick Jagger puts out, he's calmer now. He's like, hey, listen to me, love. I want to put a baby in you.
Oh, yeah. If we're sitting around having a conversation, mine's
on
stage.
No, that's how he talks from the stage now. All right. Button your lip, baby. I want to put a baby in you. That's from stage.
That's good.
That's pretty
good.
Thank you. Good. Okay. I would say I won that one.
But I'm more excited. I'm probably, like you said, I'm 70s, 80s Mick Jagger on stage. I want to put a baby in you.
Yeah. Or Aldous Snow.
I want a baby in you. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Aldous Snow.
By the way, I also have the moves. I want to put a baby in you.
You sing about it. You sing like him.
Yeah,
that was good.
You can't always get... my baby.
By the way, how about we do sing along with Galvin and Mike Kelta with Rolling Stones after this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Button your lip, baby. All right, I'm down. I'm down.
Very nice.
I'm going to beat you.
Yeah, so Mick Jagger.
I'm a better singer like Mick Jagger. You ready to do a little
Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger?
Sure.
I don't know the lyrics, though. Do you?
No, I don't know any of the songs.
You don't like the Stones?
No, I'm not a fan, but, you know, whatever.
Okay, well.
Just because I'm not a fan doesn't mean I can't do a perfect Mick Jagger.
No.
Much better than yours.
Oh, why
man.
Why do you like that?
Because isn't this a competition?
Everything.
Andy, I want to put a baby in you. That's pretty good. I got to tell you, some things I'm not good at when it comes to doing that.
Andy, how'd we get in prison?
Why, because he's black?
No.
Oh.
Because Shawshank, they're in prison.
Oh, I got you.
Come on.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what you're doing.
Why are you going to put a baby in him? Because he's black?
No, because he's a lady.
He's smoking menthols with him? Pointing to gel. Joe's a bad person.
Oh, I can't read this.
What song is this?
Brown Sugar.
Okay.
Do you know the words to this?
Is it something about N-word Joe or N-word Charlie?
Yeah, I'm not reading this. I'll put a baby in you before I read these racist lyrics.
Oh, talking about slave ships and cotton fields.
Gold Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields. Sold in a market down in New Orleans. Scarred old slaver knows he's doing all right. Hear him whip the women.
Oh, my God.
Just around midnight. It tastes so good.
Brown sugar, just like a young girl should.
Oh, yours is
That's
good.
Perfect. That is really good.
I'm not reading the next one either. I don't know what it says. Drum is beating, cold English blood running. Houseboy knows he's doing all right. You should have heard him.
Him straight, just about midnight. Brown sugar,
how come you taste so good now?
Brown sugar, just like a young girl should.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, what?
You win.
Thank you.
That was not even any competition. I would sound like the guy who argues with Darth Vader in Star Wars.
By the way,
you will not have it built in time. Tell the Emperor.
I just realized I can sing like Mick Jagger. You got to go to karaoke. That was good.
You know we're in a band. You
okay.
could use it for good for us.
Yeah, for good instead
for
of
good
evil.
Instead of evil.